Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. In this supplement that I just gave out here, there's fascinating things happened. And some of it we discussed, so just fascinating shilas that happened when Rav Osner was nifter. So when I heard it, I said we have to talk about it next time we do Hilchos Avelos. And then in this journal, Kol HaTorah, somebody, one of the Rabbanim in Bnei Brak, wrote up the whole thing. I had in mind when this happened, that next time I do Hilchos Avelos, I should say it over. So what happened? This is a fascinating story. Look what happened. Shinistalik Rabbeinu Bal Shevet Halevi Zatzal. You have it? Chatsi Shah Achre Shkia B'Lelis Kaddish Chag HaPesach. Because he passed away the night of the Seder in Israel, half an hour after Shkia. So Yom Tov already started. Half an hour after Shkia. So obviously all his kids in Eretz Yisrael, the burial's not going to be till when? Cholamoid, whatever. And then they're going to sit Shiva when? After Yom Tov. But what about his son in America? He got this? Did everyone get the... is it still going around? Okay, everyone got? Okay. So, it was a half an hour after Shkia that he passed away. So, Tzilzul HaRofim Nochrim Libno Shabertzah Sabris Lodi Al Ptirasa. Okay, so we're doing the supplement now. Okay. Tomorrow, Bezer Shem, as I mentioned, we're going to try to start at 10 o'clock. Because I have the bris. 10 o'clock tomorrow. 10 to 11 shiur tomorrow. I'm a little late. I'll call Rabbi Tuchman and I'll let you know. So Rav Osner passed away. It was a half an hour after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, Rav Osner has his family in Israel. He also has family in America. You know, the person who put up the Erev here on Bennett Avenue is Rav Osner's son. I've been seeing Osner, you know. Okay. So, I think he was in Israel at the time, but there's still another son in Baruch, Hirschmael knows him, another son in Baruch. So the son in America got a phone call from what? From a guy who called him up to tell him that his father passed away, because in America it was still, you know, still Erev Yom Tov. It wasn't. It was still 6 hours, 6.5, 7 hours before. Tzilso harfom nochem levno shabartzos habris lodia al ptiroso. So shar bnei rabbeinu zos hal yuber tzrael chalkam heim bnei eretz tzrael chalkam bnei chutzart. So, Bekitzer, very simple. What happened was that the son, all the sons who were in Eretz Israel, when was Shiva for them? After Yom Tov. The son in America, Shiva right away. And Pesach broke. So he finished Shiva before they even started Shiva. He finished Shiva before they even started Shiva.
The Kvoros was when?
The Kvoros are going to be on Chol HaMoed. Kvoros on Chol HaMoed. But, so therefore the ones that were in Eretz Yisrael are not going to... In other words, he died a half an hour after the beginning of Yom Tov. On the first night of Pesach. And then he... Right, and then so, but the son in America, the guy called, and he so right away it's already it was Erev Yontif, so he sat shiva that half that little bit. Yeah, because because even though the kavur didn't happen, but we're going to see we didn't discuss this fully. But if a person is in America and somebody's getting buried in Eretz Yisrael and they're not going along with the mace. So they start right away. They start shiva right away. So he started shiva right away. It was Erev Yontif in America, and then Yontif came. It was Mevatel Shiva. It was Mevatel Shiva. And the other ones. So he finishes shiva before his brothers even started shiva.
How can you have a shiva before the guy was buried?
Not only can have a shiva, you can finish shiva.
But how does have you shiva before the kavura?
It's coming up
packets, but if you, in other words, if a person's not going to the thing, so you start shiva right away.
All right.
We'll discuss it in more details.
All the time you take the mace to the end.
What the end of the life? That was the first thing that you got in the life.
What? So Stam, he has an interesting question about, you know, the nemanus of the Akum, you know, on page 2, you know, Akum neman mesich lefitumo. So he paskins, but then he has another fascinating shaila. In fact, just yesterday someone asked me a shaila in Hilchas Aninus. Someone asked me if somebody's going to Eretz on the plane when he's in Onain, so should he say Tfilas HaDerech? That was the question that someone raised. So I said, for sure not. He's Pater Minha. Someone said that, or maybe it's Sakana, this, that, so he's still saying, no, he says it's Pater. That's what someone said to me. That he looked up, maybe it's Sakana. I said, no, he's Pater. He's Pater Min HaMitzvahs. So that, just like we don't say Netilas Yadayim, he really chayv, because it's like this. No, Maisi doesn't. He doesn't say Tefillah Sederich because he's Pater. Not Pater Min HaMitzvahs. So Pater Min HaTefillah. Pater Min HaBrachas.
Some people get the Agnos Nefesh and they don't say Tefillah Sederich.
Okay, so that's not a halachic
consideration.
But now.
Maybe say in that case that the Gemara says gave a reason as to why you shouldn't. Even if you wanted to do it, you still shouldn't, right?
Right.
But if there's a pressing need, like a sakana or something like that, wouldn't that make you more shy to be doing it? It doesn't seem like it doesn't say it's also.
Sure, it's also. I mean.
What's pressing need?
Meaning you have a mitzvah. You have just like. You don't davish mon esrei. You could say that's a sakana too. I mean, you don't davish mon esrei. You didn't say rifainu. You didn't say baruch aleinu. You didn't say yeah. But you know, okay. But now, and so he goes through here in this article of Yehuda Aryeh Levi Dinner. He goes through every halachic question that that came up in this. Let's stick with the Aninus things, because we just did Hilchas Aninus. Take a look on page 2. Aninus b'yontif sheni b'leil ha-seder. So listen to this shiloh. He said, Ben echad shel bal shevet halevi ben chutz la'aretz haya b'eretz Yisrael. Could be that's Reb Ben-Zion, maybe. You know, so in other words, one of the sons who lives in America happened to be in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. And he was noheg yontif sheni. He was right because he's planning to come back. Ha'im hayolo din aninus b'motzai yontif harishon. In other words, because they're going to bury him on yontif sheni, because in Eretz Yisrael there's no yontif sheni, so they're going to bury him on yontif sheni. So what's the story of the son, who is the American, who is keeping 2 days Yontif because he's coming back, what's his status, Legabe Aninus, on the second day of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael that he was keeping? So he says, Im machlitim lo likbor ad la'achar Yontif, hazein din Aninus b'Yontif, right? We know the Aninus and Yontif is totally whether you're planning to do the Kfura or not. Right? In America, technically you're allowed to bury on Yontif, but we usually are knowing not to. However, ba'ofen shekovrim b'Yontif, as gam b'Yontif yesh din Aninus. So they were burying on Yontif because most of them were Israelis, right? So they're burying on Yontif, the second day of Yontif. Af leben sheyesh lo din Yontif sheni, yesh lo din aninus. He says even the son that is keeping 2 days Yontif, but he has a din aninus because. If you even in America, if you're burying on Yontif Sheni, there's a din of aninus.
But only the second day.
So listen to what happened.
That's the first day, right?
The first day they weren't burying him on the first day. They were burying him on the second day. Right. The first day Yontif, he had a regular Yontif because they weren't burying him on Yontif. Once, so look what happened here. Once it's Motzai, the first day of Yontif, so in Eretz Yisrael, you don't wait till the next day. You bury at night. So it was the second Seder night.
Oh boy.
And he was anointing. Right? And he's planning to keep 2 days Yontif. So he couldn't do the Seder. In the middle of night, on the second night of Yontif, that's when the Levaya ended.
Wow.
So that's when he first had to start the Seder.
Wow,
that's
amazing.
Sha'az haya mutalov mitzvahs arba kosas, matzah, morer, siperitzis mitzvahim. Fayosher kvar lacha chatzos alayin, look for yevshar levar chal bro. The question is whether you know, after chatzos, could you make a broch on matzah? Because according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the mitzvah is only until chatzos. So they followed the father's pshat. And then he had other. Then the question of Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Say, and what about the Americans who were in America, who were in Bnei Brak for Yontif, who were keeping 2 days? Could they go to the Levaya? Was it you go to a Levaya on Yontif? Right. The Kura, but what about Hespedim? What about Hespedim? Yeah, so this is Yontif for him. But this is not Cholam Moed. This is Yontif. So Berchutz La'aretz and Nipsa Be'ezol Yontif Sheni also L'shtate Be'hesper. In other words, if Berchutz La'aretz is in Eretz Yisrael on Yontif Sheni, and he's keeping 2 days, so he can't go to a Hesper if he'll Shaltam Chach Gadol. Because you're not allowed to go to Hesped on Yontif. Have a Bavai is a mace mutter, but the Levai you could go. Hey mutter, last says, is on Afal Pishish Harbe. They had such call, last says, on Stabak came in the Yontif Shane, you'll have a mace coach of your Rabbana, of Kiwas, Orchim, Chutzlaj, of Israel, mutter, Kulum Shadda. Okay, so that's and then a question of leaving the Kulum. Okay, some interesting Shilas. Well, maybe as we go along, we could keep in mind this. Then okay, all these interesting, but I just wanted to show you this, the shaila of how somebody finished shiva before the others, and then the shaila about the aninus, which is fascinating. That the aninus, the lel seder, for those who were keeping 2 days, that they were owning And Yom Tov Sheni was the Bekover, so they couldn't start the Seder till 3:30 in the morning. That's a fascinating, and they put it all together in
but
this.
I understand something, but the advice of the other Sheni was still Kol HaMoed, so I mean, there's no idea in some Kol. If the advice of the Israelis were concerned, he died in the middle of Yom Tov,
died in the middle of Yom Tov,
right.
So they weren't burying him at Yom Tov Rishon. And as soon as Yom Tov Rishon is over, that's when they're burying him.
So
there's an Enos. So the middle of Yom Tov, there's an Enos. So then they started. So everyone, all the Israeli relatives. They weren't doing a second Seder because they're Israelis. The first Seder they did because they weren't burying him on the first day of Yom Tov.
The one that was from America
was Yontif even on the second day.
Right, so why is he no Gavelis?
He's no Gavelis because there's a Kavur happening.
Because
even in America, if the Kavur would be happening on Yontif Sheni, he would keep Aninus. Right. If it wasn't happening, not.
No Gavelis.
The Kavur is not happening, we don't
keep Right.
So there's no Gavelis because it's no Gavelis, but it's still inside Aninus because it's.
Yeah, because you're burying, yeah. Okay, so.
They all started shipping the same day, though, right? All the ones that were in America and Israel.
Is Israel, yeah.
But we said that there's no aninus in Shabbos and Yom Tov, right?
No. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no aninus if you're not planning to bury. On Shabbos, you can't bury.
Right.
But on Shabbos, you can be machshir chalatchum.
Right.
So if you're machshir chalatchum, meaning you're walking till the end of the chum, then there's aninus even on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, the halacha is. You could bury Yom Tov Rishon on the Akum, Yom Tov Sheni on the Israel.
Right.
So if your person is planning to do that, then there'll be aninus. But it's not planning that.
Why would they start shiva the same day? The Ben Chutzlar should be starting the next day.
What?
The Ben Chutzlar should be starting shiva the next day.
Yeah, I mean, it'll count. I mean, Yom Tov, it'll count. Right. Technically, he's not sitting on Achron Shal Pesach. The other one's actually sitting. He's not sitting, but it counts. They'll end the same day. They'll end the same day, because Yom Tov Achron, the Israelis will already be sitting Shiva. The Americans won't be sitting Shiva, but it'll still count for them. And then the guy, and the brother who never made it to Israel, he already finished before Pesach.
So the brother came to Israel, so when he buried that night, his Leil Seder, right?
Yeah.
He'll start
his Avelis then
also, even though he is
Yom Tov. No,
he's
not going to
start Avelis. But I'm saying after the Pura, will that day count? The same way that Yom Tov Sheni, the Achron counts for a day.
Only Achron counts for a day.
So
in the middle of Yom Tov, nothing counts for anybody.
All right, let's follow up for that also.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I just thought that would be fascinating. And when this Chovert came out in Tavshin Ayin Vav, so that was last year, so we're doing, so I said I have to, Xerox it when we're doing it. Okay. Okay, so now we are ready to do packet 8. Okay, you ready for this one? Here we go. Listen carefully. So this is the Sugin Ksubas. This is the Sugin Ksubas about somebody who's ready to get married. The food is all cooked. And all of a sudden, Meis Aviv Shal Chosan or Ima Shal Kala. And I'm going to show you, it's interesting, this Kol Torah journal is a journal that's put out in Europe. And he has also... In this packet, I have a story from the Kol Torah Journal. Another Maisa Shahaya. There's good Maisa Shahayas. I mean, unfortunately, these are sad Maisa Shahayas. But you'll see another interesting story. Okay, listen carefully. So everything is ready to go. Everything is ready to go. And then, Mesa Avishal Choson Yimi Shal Kala. No, so now what do? So you hold off with the burial. And we saw the Rashba says even do it the next day, so it won't be available to the rice, right? We saw. You hold off the burial. And then you have the chuppah, the bilas mitzvah, and then once you have the bilas mitzvah, so now Sheva Bracha started, the week of Sheva Bracha. So now you can do the kvura, because now it'll be doing a kvura in the middle of Yontif. But let me ask you a question. And this, what's the reason for this? Is because there's a hefsed. It's a hefsed gadol, and also it's not. The Gemara says here on page 2, Dala Amar Aleph, Dafka Aviv Shal Chosan, Eimet Shal Kadal, Lechi Inish De Tarach Lehu. In other words, the Aviv Shal Chosan, he helps with the arrangements. So if he's died, it's going to be very hard to have another chasana. In other words, if we let all this food go to kaput, and the Ima Shalkala, so she does all the makeup and things like that. You know, so if she, so the two reasons. In other words, it's a big loss, and it's going to be hard to duplicate, because the Avi Shal Chosan is the one who's going to, you know, fear the chasana, and the Mima Shakal is going to fear the Takshitin, so you're going to lose it, and then you're not going to be able to get it back so quickly. So Mokum Hef said it's mutter. But what did we do? We basically rigged the system, and we pushed off the Levaya, so it'll be in the middle of Sheva Brachas. So that's like dying in the middle of Yontif. So that's what we did. We rigged the system. We rigged the system. But let me ask you a question. God forbid, what would you say the following case? Say somebody is supposed to get married on a certain day, and say 5 days before the wedding, 4 days before the wedding, the parent died. 4 days before the wedding, the parent died. So then what? So, Chora, at first glance, there should be no Eitzah. Because the only reason, in other words, the Gemara never gave a heter. Listen carefully. The Gemara never gave a heter to get married in the middle of Shiva. The Gemara gave a heter to rig the system that Shiva should come out after the Sheva Brachas. So even though by right you should bury right away, and then Shiva will be chal, and then it'll be too late. So we rig the system, we say hold off. But here it happened already. Here it happened, say, 5 days ago. So the Chora, the Pashtus in the Gemara, is then there's no heter. Then there's no heter. In other words, there's no halacha that, I mean, a person's not allowed to get married. What's the halacha, Rabosai? A person is not allowed to get married when? Shloshim. Because a person loses a relative, so there's a din in Shiva, there's a Shloshim. So the halacha is that the issur of getting married is all 30 days. That's after Shloshim you can get married. Within Shloshim you can't get married. Even though it's still Yud Beis Chodesh, but that getting married is docha that. So why isn't it docha Shloshim? I mean, what's during Shiva, so you can't have Tashmish. During Shloshim you can have Tashmish, but the Bilas Mitzvah is a Simcha Yisera. So that you can't even have during Shloshim. So once Shiva started, once Shloshim started, L'chora, you're finished. The unique case of this Gemara is that we're able to do what?
Rig the system.
Rig the system. Well, so Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He had an unbelievable shayla once. One second. There are two, not the... Rav Moshe on page 18. Look at Rav Moshe on page 18. Digras Moshe on page 18. It says an unbelievable thing. So this is the shy that happened. Megon Rav Shmuel Solonitzos. In the old days, people don't do this anymore. In the old days, there were people that used to get married. Anyone who's from doesn't get married Motzai Shabbos. You just don't do that. Because, you don't make chasen. If somebody's not religious, they get married on Motzai Shabbos. They'd even get married on Shabbos. You know, you have non-religious relatives get married on Shabbos, and you can get if you want to go and say Mazel Tov, you go Motzei Shabbos. I've had an experience like that. Non-religious relative got married on Shabbos, and then when Shabbos was over, you go by, to wish them well. But so obviously you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. That's for sure. We should talk about that. That's an interesting Shiloh. But in general, you don't get married on Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos you also don't get married. Because if you get married on Motzei Shabbos, I'm sure there's going to be Chilul Shabbos involving that. So it's not a good idea. But in the old days, the weddings weren't as big. Weddings weren't as big, so it wasn't so. Like my parents, they got married. You know when my parents got married? They got married in Lou G. Siegel's. You know Lou G. Siegel's? Yeah, Lou G. Siegel's was a kosher restaurant here in Manhattan. So they had a little hall in the back. They can invite 100 people, max. And then if somebody canceled, you could have, but you can't, that's it. That was the whole, So they didn't have these big, today, you have these big weddings, so you're not going to do it on Motzai Shabbos because it's going to have Chilul Shabbos. So what happened here? Chasana was set for Motzai Shabbos. Be'ulam, Harbe Kruim. Okay. I mean, whatever Harbe was in those days. Shola Sachgol. Umesi imeshal kala b'yom chamishi. The mother of the kala died on Thursday. And the kvura, so no one's going to say, so wait till Sunday. I guess that's not a say wait till Sunday. So the kvur is going to be on Friday. So if the kvur is going to be on Friday, so that means that Shiva is starting already on Friday. So then, how do you get married on Motzai Shabbos if you're in the middle of Shiva? Good question. So Rav Moshe had the following chap. This was his idea. He says, look, you have this big hall that you're going to lose all the money from, right? So you don't want to lose the money. But you can't get married in the middle of Shiva either, right? So he said, do like this. Friday morning, make a chuppah in the rabbi's study. And then you'll do the same thing to the Gemara. And the hall you'll use for, you'll have a shever brachas in the hall on Motzai Shabbos. You rented the hall. So all those people will come and have a shever brachas. It's like going to a wedding. You won't have the chuppah because the chuppah you did already 2 days before. So Rav Moshe said, who says just because the chasana was scheduled for Motzai Shabbos that you can't be makdim in the chasana? Mm-hmm. That was his chap.
So make the shalom brachas on Motzai Shabbos.
Yeah, in other words, use the hall. That'll be a big shalom brachas. Dishavti l'chor hayaluhu lasos hachupa kona makfura. You could still do it. Avsha idna leka chilak bein. So that's what he said. Oh. But there was one, so that would have been good. But there was one knetch that didn't work out here. She was an either. Aval uvda zu lo haisa yichol litbol ad leil Shabbos Kodesh. Im kein lo yochol lasos bilas mitzvah kodem akvura. Umelim yasu anesu in kodem akvura ya osu livol ad achar. In other words, if we're going to do that, then, in other words, if we could hold, do the wedding right away. When was it? You know, and then have the Bilas Mitzvah, but we couldn't do the Bilas Mitzvah till Friday night. And then if you can't do the Bilas Mitzvah before the Kvura, then they're not going to start the Shavuot. They're going to usher for 14 days. Yeah, but it's not. It was, you didn't want to put her into a situation that she's going to be ushered to her husband for 14 days when we can't even do the Bilas Mitzvah. Oh. So in theory, that was a great Eitzah. So you know, in the end, what Rav Moshe said? I'm going to be Matir to get married in the middle of Shiva. So we're going to have to see, how did he pull that off? Isn't that against the Gemara? Because the Gemara says you can only do it, you can only get married if you start it before the Shiva, so then you hold the mace off, and then you get married, and then you, but if the Shiva already started, then it's clear from the Gemara that there's no heter, because if it would be mutter, then you wouldn't have to postpone the kvura. You just say, do the kvura now, and then you'll get married the next day. It's clear from the Gemara not that way. Oh, so Rav Moshe has a kula. We'll have to understand what's the kula based on. Okay. So let's see. So, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 8, Mi sheheichin kol tzorchei chupasu, she'ofa pito, v'tavach tivcho mozeg yainu, u'meis aviv shol chosan, v'hu mokum she'inu, motzu limkor. Yep. So it says that machnisim mesameis lecheder v'sachos mekhal l'chupa bol bilas mitzvah. So it's a big hefsid. Now the question is, so why do you have to? What's the reason you need the Bilas Mitzvah for? Whereas Maisa, he's anointing. So why do you say get married and have the thing? But what do you need the Bilas Mitzvah for? What does the Bilas Mitzvah have to do with the food? So you'll have the wedding, you have the chuppah, you'll have the thing. But what do you have to matter the Bilas Mitzvah for? So the Rishonim say, the Shach here, in page 8, in the Nekudas HaKesef, says, Dear the Luchal of Simchat Shivol, Shani Hosem Tchal Aveles Kodem HaNesun, Rech, Shaiyah Kol Muchon, V'lo Limu Hai Simcha L'chai V'zayim Nishishtar Shayivol. He says, because we're doing it out of order. In other words, really, the mace came first. So you want to now put things on hold and go out of order. So therefore you need a stronger mechayev of zayin and mei mishta, because you want to Mafkia, the mace, so then you need bilas mitzvah. But if, say, the following case, what happened? Say, they had the wedding, they had the chuppah, and right after the chuppah, God forbid, the parent fainted, died, right after the chuppah. So then Rabbi Yerucham says, so then, by right, the Sheva Brachas was chal already. So then you don't have to go, you're not going out of order, because you did the, so then there was no heter to have the Bilas Mitzvah. The Bilas Mitzvah is only, says the Shach from Rabbi Yerucham, is only if you're, if really the mace came first. The fact that the food was cooked, that doesn't mean anything. But the mace came first, so now you have to be metapel with the mace. Now you want to go out of order, so then you need a simcha gemura to go out of order. But if the mace, the chasana came first, there was, they had the chuppah first, and right after the chuppah, what? Then you're not allowed. That's the Rabbi Yerucham quote in the Shach.
Simcha gemura, and another word, bilas mitzvah.
Yes. But, so you need, so basically what you need here is you need a big hefsid, right? A big hefsid, and that's, we assume, that Moshe writes, that b'zman hazeh, if you would have to forego a wedding hall that you already booked, that would be a big hefsid, even though it's not necessarily ovi shakal v'im shakhasan, because l'maisa, either way, it's a big hefsid, and it's all the same. Well, But we still haven't seen a heter to get married once Shiva what? Once Shiva started. Oh, so let me tell you. So now look at the Kol Torah. We have two Kol Torahs today. This Kol Torah, page 9, Nissan Tovshin Samach Gimel. This is the story. Listen to this story. You ever hear of Rabbi Leo Gartenberg? You know.
The Pioneer Hotel.
Pioneer Hotel. You see, he's a man who knows hotels. Pioneer Hotel. You guys, it was probably, you know, you guys weren't even born when the...
60s.
Yeah, right. The Pioneer Hotel. Leo Gartenberg. He used to have a column in the Jewish press. Okay, that's another Bekias. Okay. So this fellow... Rabbi Yaakov Heffler was marrying the daughter of Rabbi Eliezer Lipa Gartenberg, known as Leo Gartenberg, on page 9, bottom left, in the Pioneer Country Club. In other words, the Shver owned the hotel. It's a good thing. The Shver owns the hotel, and you're getting married in the Shver's hotel. So that's a good thing. So, Shayad, Beis Mullen, Haredi, America. So the Ofruf was in the hotel, and the wedding was scheduled for the next day on Sunday. So it was a nice thing. You have a weekend Shabbos in the hotel for the Ofruf, and then what? And then Sunday you get to have the wedding in the hotel. All good. And so obviously there was a big simcha in the hotel. Now turn to page 10. Shabbos Kodesh K'masayim V'chamishim Ish. There were 250 people there for Shabbos in the hotel, including in those people were Hagon Rav Moshe Zatzal. Rav Moshe Feinstein was there, and Hagon Rav Leza Silver, right, they're going from Cincinnati, who was, you know, he, on the caliber of Rav Moshe Feinstein, of Eliezer Silver. Anyone who wants a good read should get Rabbi Rakefit's book, The Silver Era, and read it. That's a good read. Okay, and good pictures also. Okay. Okay, that's the side points. The old Rabbanim v'chashuvim. So this is what happened. But Oven Pitomi be'emtza Shabbos Kodesh Niftar Avizal. So the Chassan's father passed away in the middle of Shabbos in the hotel. So the question is, could we go on with the Chassana on Sunday? Because the Chassana won't. So l'chora, that's mamish the case in the Gemara. So the Shver said, l'chora, there's no heter, because there's no hefsed mamon, because they could put it in the, it's his hotel, they could put all the food in the freezer, and it'll be fine. So there's no hefsed. So maybe the whole heter is if there's a hefsed. But here, maybe there's no hefsed. So maybe they should not have the wedding at owning to get married. Maybe it's not right. Because in other words, if you're going to someone else's hotel, so then you're losing all the down payment and the whole thing on the hotel. But if he owns, if the Kala's father owned the hotel, so it's good. So luckily they had Rav Moshe Feinstein there to ask the Shiloh to. So he says, "Kishana Sashel Gam Rav Moshe, Amal Amalarachas Chasna Bialalaf." He said, "No, you should get married on Sunday and the Levaya on Monday." What's his reason? In other words, the Moshe was afraid if you're going to push it off, they're not going to have such a nice crowd that they have now. So he says, even though it won't be a monetary hefsed, but they had this whole big oilum, he thought that was enough. That's a hefsed also. So he paskined, that's a hefsed, and therefore, what? They should go on with the wedding on Sunday and do the regular case of the Gemara. And then, next paragraph, the Shagor of Moshe Zatzal Hichriz Bebeis HaKnesset Shebeis HaMolon. Listen to this. Osir al kol echad ve'echad milgalos la'af echad sheniftar lo'olam avishol chosin. Moshe says, I asir everyone who's here today, what do people normally do? First thing, Motzai Shabbos, they're going to make phone calls. Oh, look what happened. You know, did you hear what happened? You know, and this was before the internet. The internet, yeah, but you hear what happened? Yeah. So Rav Moshe said, no one is allowed to tell anyone what happened. Why? Because he's afraid that if people know what happened, then the other outside guests that was supposed to come won't show up because they feel it's already, and that old mamayit is simcha. So he asked that anyone who's there in the hotel who knows what happened is not allowed to say anything. Umikamcha Yisrael, shaltu ba'atzim legalus sipur minin hazeh. Sheniftar, and no one gave away the secret. Ad kidei kach shezachruni, he says, shalachar chuppah, after the chuppah, people were asking the chassan, where's your father? Oh, that was the story. Okay. Good. Oh. So now, the shayla is, what was Rav Moshe's heter? So this case, Rav Moshe didn't need a special heter. I mean, he used the Gemara's heter. He just, his chiddush was that even though the food is not going to go to spoil, but there are other things that are equally weighted to that, and that could also be considered heter. That was his chiddush. But in the tshuva that we did with the case with the person died on was supposed to get married on. When? On Motzei Shabbos, and then the parent died before. So then he wanted to do the Gemara's case with a chap and having the, but it didn't work because she was Anita. So he matted to get married in the middle of Shiva. So what's the heter? So let's look and see this din in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how it works. It says Shulchan Aruch on page 4. He says the Shimon Shin Tzadi Beis, page 4. Mech Kavra says, also Lisa Isha Kol Lamed Yom.
Page 4.
Shin Sari Beis Aleph. In other words, the din of getting married is you can't get married during Shloshim. A field below Suda. Because getting married is considered a big simcha, and then you can't get married all of Shloshim. So technically speaking, if somebody already started Shiva and they lost they started Shiva and the chasana was scheduled, so l'chora there's no heter. They have to wait till after Shloshim. Because the Gemara's heter is only if there's a hefsed, but a hefsed is not good enough. You need a hefsed and what? And you also need that you can rig the system. And you never started the shiva. But if you started the shiva, there's no heter for that. Not only that, you have to wait till Shloshim. Afilu al avivimo, afilu lasa suda. Mutul kadish isha afilu biyom hamisa. So Kiddushin you could do. Kiddushin, those days they did Kiddushin without Nisuin. So to do Kiddushin, that's not a problem. To do Kiddushin. Hushalo yesuda. Elam kein ovru shloshim yom. Okay, so that's one halacha. Halacha base. Mesa ishto also lisa acheres achi ovru olag sholosh regolim. So another halacha, if somebody loses their wife, they're not allowed to. So chora, it should be the same thing. You have to wait till shloshim. There's another law: if you lose your wife, you have to wait shloshim regalim. Because what? Because we don't want him to be thinking. Whereas a person loses his wife, Rachmanu Litzlan, so he's going to get married right after shloshim. So basically, he's going to be living with a new wife, and he's still thinking about his old wife. So, but once there's Sholosh Regalim, so even though, you know, that's already, so they want that they should wait Sholosh Regalim before you remarry. For Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Einim Chashuvim Kiregalim Linyan Zeh. He'd say, oh, she's died in El, so then he has Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and it's finished. But no, the whole point is you need spread out. Not, you know, you don't count those. Vimlo kiyem mitzvah spira virivya, o sheyesh labanim ketanim, but if he was not mekayem mitzvah spira virivya, o sheyesh labanim ketanim, in other words, in these cases that you have a need to get married. Not just on the need of the mitzvah. But if you are mekayem peruvu, so then you have to do the mitzvah. Or you have little kids at home and they need a mother to take care of them. Or a person who can't take care of himself and needs a wife to help out with the living situation, food, and things like that. So in those cases, mutul kaddish miyad v'lichnos achar shiva. So in those cases, we let you do kiddushin right away, and you could have the chuppah after shiva. In other words, so we lift the iser. Of course, the iser is really for sure shloshim, and maybe gimel regalim. The loyova ole adlacha shloshim yom. But there's an issa tashmish until shloshim. What's pshat in that? Because even though the issa tashmish hamita is only in shiva, but the tashmish of bir rishona, that's considered a bigger simcha, and that you can't do even during shloshim unless im lokiyim piriviriviyim. So, but if it wasn't a kind of peruvirivya, so then what? As mutalav ola achar shiva. So then he could, he can. So again, so the issue of getting married is a din of shlosha, right? And then for your wife, if you lose your wife, that's a din of sholosh regalim. But there's certain times that we lift this halacha and we let you get married after Shiva if he wasn't mekayim peruvu or has banim ketanim or ein lo mishim shesenu. So those three circumstances, there's a strong need to have a wife right away.
And you can do the suda and everything.
So then he can get married right after, he can be mekadesh even during Shiva, and he could, and he can have the chuppah, he can be mekadesh right miyad, I'm sorry, even in the middle of Shiva. And the chuppah and everything else will be after Shiva. But the bia won't be till after Shloshim, unless he wasn't mekayim peruvu, so then, and that's the heter that we're giving him, so then we could do it earlier.
Whenever we permit the nisuin, we permit the suda. That's
going on. Yeah. Then continuing on, and then the Rama says, "V'hu adin b'shar avelus afil b'avelus the ovi v'imo muto liso v'lavola achashiva." And also, if somebody loses another relative, he could have relations after Shiva. And then he talks about other things. And then he says, if you need someone, you know, Misha, he's a wealthy person. You call be other lisko lo mesharsim, sharsim kol mokam imein bito kolosu etzlo beveso she tuchal l'shamsho bechafifas harosh. He needs somebody to help him shower. You know, so that's another need. Hoshadvam shemispaish mechem, and he's not going to hire somebody necessarily. So mikri ein lo mishi im shashenu kol kiyotzei b'ra. So he says that's a chayin shtarvi haminuk sharabi mekilim beinian venosim noshim toch shalosh rugalim. He says that's why a lot of people get married before shalosh rugalim, after the mace of there, because one of these reasons. Now look in gimel. Misha lokiyam mitzvahs pir v'rivya. So a person who wasn't mekayim Piri v'rivi v'shidech isha v'chash shehechin tzarche chupa meis achi hamushudechas. So a person wasn't mekayim piri v'ru, and he's engaged to get married, and after he was mechin tzarche chupa, so his kala, his brother died. Mutul konsa v'lavola achar shiva. So it's fine. It's regular din. He can have the chuppah right after Shiva because he was in mekayim peruvu. So then after Shiva is mutter. And then the Rama says, "V'cheinim yesh lo bonim ketanim v'nisratz alachos ishto." Say he has little kids at home, and his wife died, and his wife's sister agreed to marry him. So then, he says he can marry her, because that's a good shidduch, because she's going to feel special affection with those of her nieces and nephews. He merchemes al b'nei achosa yosem me'acheres. So he says, mutal chansal, let's look at the shach zayin, miyad. Wow. So here, miyad means what? In the middle of Shiva. V'yavo lelach ar Shiva. But the bia won't be till after Shiva. Because this shidduch, we don't want to lose this shidduch. In other words, this shidduch where there's little kids around, and the aunt is masking, and you know, if we wait, maybe she'll change her mind. So we want to. So we allow. So this is the first time. What does it say over here? This is the first time we're allowing getting married in the middle of Shiva. Yavola Achashiva. Hey Kosov Haterzov, that's the Lavush, Vabach Kosov Yavola Achashloshim. Okay, the little pligi. It depends whether you're Mekayim Peruvu or you weren't Mekayim Peruvu. But in other words, whether if they were Mekayim Peruvu, so then she should wait with the Biyah until after Shloshim. If it wasn't Mekayim Peruvu, you can do it after Shiva. But this is the first time that the Halacha Lot permits to get. But this is a special case. That this, well,
we said any case, we said before that even if it's not the wife's sister, if the wife died, he can be Makadish. He can be Makadish.
Makadish, but this is more than being Makadish. This is just be Konis.
Konis meaning
Chuppah. Konis meaning no, not being
Nisuin. Nisuin.
Nisuin.
Right.
Oh. So now comes Rav Moshe. What? Okay, maybe. I mean, maybe not. Okay, now let's go back. So now, once we see the shach, we have a, but the question is whether if that's l'chora a very limited case. When so let's see what Rav Moshe says to add on the shach. So take a look back in that tshuva. Where's the tshuva? Here. On page 18. So look in page 18 on the left side, the second arrow. It says, V'chein amarti sheyasu anesuin. So what was the case again? They were supposed to get married Motzai Shabbos, and then the kala's parent died on Thursday. So Rav Moshe said first, so get married on Thursday, but then he said you can't do that because she's a nida. So they can't get married till Sunday. So he says, okay, get married on Sunday and the levaya will be on Monday. So that means that Rav Moshe matted, and this is no little kids here. It's not done to little kids here. And yet he matted getting married in the middle of Shiva. So he says, So Moshe says, the shach. Now the shach, who's the shach? The shach is the shach we just saw on page 15. So he says that. Mutul comes in miyad. So the chora, that's going on the case of the little kids. So he wants to say that no, it's even going on what? On the case of the mechaber. Even though the pashas is, like Rabbi Will pointed out, it's not going on the case of the mechaber. He's going on the case of the Ramah, of the Banim Ketanim. But the case of the Mechaber, when a person wasn't Mekayim Peruvu, that's Mutul Kansa, V'lavola HaShiva, Pashas is, that means L'Kansa after Shiva, V'lavola HaShiva. The only case he says Mutul Kansa Miyad, the shach is going with the banim ketanim, because there you want to have a mother as soon as possible in the home, so you want her to move in as soon as possible. But the first case, not mekayim peruvu, so there's no need to that she should be in the home during shiva. What is that? They're not going to have bia anyway. So pasha says mutal kantsav lavola acha shiva. So Rav Moshe said a chiddush. That this shach of Zion of Mutul Kansa Miyad is even going on the Mechaber, which Lechora, as we will point out, is not the Pashtus.
The Kotzim Gavi
already,
he comments on the
shach,
earlier.
Right, it's only going on. The shach comments
on two Mutul
Kansas. Right.
On both of them.
Right, and the Miyad is only on Zion. So Rav Moshe is saying, yeah. No, it's even going on the first one. Oh. So now, who. So that's a big chiddush, but The one who preceded Rav Moshe in this Chiddush was the Prisha. He said this. So even if you want to say that maybe, like Rav Ruhl said, maybe that's not the Pashat Pshat and the Shach, but the Prisha says it on page 17. And basically the Prisha says that V'chein nira l'ani es daiti pagia b'divir Rabbeinu tam kach v'hita Rabbeinu tam sh'tintos l'chupa miyad for the voltach shloshim yom mishum pira v'riv v'rtzon l'omar sh'hita l'chnos miyad mishum hefseid v'mas ha'tam v'hefseid v'mas sh'kosev korav l'chupa mishum pira kach divir erosh. So he says So basically, what about that Gemara and Ksubis? It's against the Gemara Ksubis. So the priest says the Gemara Ksubis is when they were already Mekayim Peruvu. Maybe not Mishukvaki, four lines to the bottom on the left. With the Simashim and Bez, the Maybe Mishukvaki and Pur Virivia. Shem Hachi, Kasib Hashem Harasham, the Mishim Seda Lachud Lahutir, the concept of Tzarek Nisha. So if you won't become Puruvu, then you have the Heter. And that Gemara that says that we'll only allow it if it's not Tach Shiva, is you're ready with Mekayim Puruvu. So then, you can't get married to a Shiva. But if you weren't Mekayim Peruvu, so you could say, so what's the need to get married? So I guess it must be that even though you're not going to have Tashmish till after Shiva, so we might as well just get married after Shiva. Still, get settled in, I guess, something like that. So that's the Chiddush. So this is a tremendous. I mean, the Prisha preceded Rav Moshe in this. This is a tremendous thing, because like Rabbi Willen pointed out, the Pashup Shah and the Shach is the only matid in the case with this bottom pounding, because then you need a mother around. So then it's important that she move in the house already. But if Lo Biki and Puruvu, why is it so important that she move in the house that we're going to let her, you want to lose her, or whatever, you never know, you don't want to push off even a little bit. But, the Prisha, but if you look in the Pisgei Tshuva, I mean, Rav Moshe quotes this, there's the Meir Nesivim said this. Take a look. The Pisgei Tshuva quotes the Meir Nesivim. What page? Look on page 15 in the Pisgei Tshuva in the bottom. Move the concept of the Yad. I am Beretay to Tachel Chomsel Hunami Acher Zayin Dachka. I am Shut Meir Nesivim. B'Shem Benoch. He quotes his son, Rav Shaul. Echad Shehekin Kol Tzorchin Achacha Mesa Ishto. Vachnisim Mesa Mesa Cheder. Achim Lo Ya Efshal Linkol Gich Yachosin Lo Ba Adayin. Beisa Hi. Yefshal Lohalim Amesa Kel Kach. Yimuto Lassos Nesu Bito B'toch Zayin. He says mutter, toch zayin. Acher gimel yomim rishonim. So he says Rav Moshe's chiddush. Okay, but gimel yomim rishonim is just so he permitted getting married for loki and peruvu toch shiva. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, listen to this one. He was so angry with the Meir Nesivim's son. Page 19. Look at this. Page 19. You got to see this. And he titles the tshuva Hine Benidon Horoa Haroa, the bad psak. L'hate l'chosen toch zayin me'avelus al oviv lichnos isha b'chupa v'kiddushin. He says Horazu lo nishma me'olam. This is Ramosha's psak. Everything that he's saying is on the Meir Nesivim, but Rav Moshe said it years later. The same. So whatever he's saying, that Motsu came to Mayor Nesivim. He named Bavadlo Nogu Kavase, Lawyer Sugan Almogan, Af Kapchubazu Eina Meharava God. Mayor Nesivim didn't write, it was his son. He named Beno Eino Ka'aviv. The son is not like the father. He was given this sock. For Shamati Mimikiro, and I asked people who knew him when he was young. He's not reliable. Who says his father ever agreed with him? Right, it was only printed after the father died. He probably wouldn't have never printed. And even the Nesim himself would have said it. We wouldn't listen to it because it's against everything. Right, Ramosha held that way. Yeah. And then look what he writes here on page 20, when I really want to see something here. Lachain has lahaskir milismo chalzeh laheter befrat bedor salol v'amatir bezeh hu bor godol v'am'oretz v'ocher Yisrael til teo eish v'onofa v'yishchenu nochash. Okay, so he
should burn.
Yeah, he has all the things. Okay. Right. So I guess he wouldn't have been too happy with him either. But I guess the preacher, so it's not the main receiving. Okay, that's what it. So this is Rav Moshe's kula. It's and. It's a cooler. Unfortunately, it happens. Rahman al-Islam, you know. I don't think Rav Moshe, you know, Rav Shlomo Kluger is not Rav Moshe. The first truva in Igros Moshe is he argues with Rav Shlomo Kluger. The first truva in the whole series of Igros Moshe is he's arguing with Rav Shlomo Kluger on the size of the Yarmulke. That's the first truva. So Rav Shlomo Kluger was a gadol in Shlomo Kluger. But, okay, whatever. And you have to realize this is, you know, a big Shas HaTak, and I guess, you know, it's an Ukimta. It's not the, you know, it's an Ukimta in the Gemara. It's an Ukimta in the thing.
But Rav didn't say the Ukimta the preacher
said,
did he?
Did he go and explain? I don't know if that the short tshuva. So he just blamed it on the Shach. Rav Moshe just blamed it on the Shach. Then he quoted the Menasim, and then he says and then the chilul between the first 3 days is no, you know, he didn't go for. Whatever it's. The question is, what's the svara? Is the svara that Loki and Perivia? Maybe you can say the same svara that. What's the whole idea to get married during Shiva? Is you don't want to lose the shidduch? So maybe you can say the same svara. In other words, just like the little kids need the mother to come right away. So if you Loki him, maybe. So we're not going to let him do the bia anyway. So why as well? So maybe if we don't let him do the shidduch, maybe she'll meet someone else in the meantime. You know? Yeah. In other words, that's the question. You can understand the shach was talking about the little kids because then they want to have a mother. Even to wait a week is you know. But if we're not letting them have tashmish anyway, so what's the holy Loki and Perivia? So unless you say then you know, just like the same idea that. I don't know. She can go away, whatever. It's a bit cooler, but you know, I mean, this has come up in situations, in various situations. A lot of times, you have another shaila where, you know, this happened. I think when Rav Geli's daughter, when Rav Geli moved into the neighborhood. Most of his kids were out of the house. I used to eat there every year, Shavuos. I ate by Rav Geli for many, many years. And he had one daughter at home, basically, and everyone else was out of the house. And that daughter married Rav Meir Scheinberg's son. Rav Meir Sheinberg is the son of Rav Shmuel Sheinberg. Shmuel Sheinberg, you heard of? Anyone? Rav Shmuel Sheinberg was the brother of Rav Chaim Pinchas Sheinberg, that you all heard of. And Rav Shmuel Sheinberg, his brother, he was a Rebbe in MTA. He was the senior Rebbe for 20-some years. Here, right here. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was a mirror also. He was a big Talmud Chacham. People don't know him. Everyone heard of Rav Chaim Pinchas Sheinberg. But Shmuel Sheinberg was a Rebbe here. So his grandson married Rav Geli's daughter. And if I remember correctly, he was Nifter right before the Chasana. So the Chasana was in the middle of Shiva. But there was Shiva for the... for the Chassan's father, you know, and the coolest for that also. That's, you know, not to share the simcha. We let relative the father mother, even if they're middle of Shiva, go to Chasana in the middle of Shiva. That I've seen in various cases. Sameach b'chassan kala. So that was that. But the case we're talking about today is when the Chassan himself is in Shiva. That's different. But I remember that case. So Shmuel Sheinberg was a Rebbe here for many, many years. He, Rabbi Bajnon, if you heard of him, from in Hefter. So he's a son-in-law. Shmuel Sheinberg had a son and a whole bunch of daughters and then another son. And Rabbi Meir Sheinberg, Rabbi Geli told me, Rav Meir Sheinberg is a Rav in Flatbush. He's the one whose son married Rav Geli's daughter. Rav Geli told me this, that he heard from Rav Meir Sheinberg, that he, about himself, he said, he was the first baby to be born in Lakewood. So it's, he was, Rav Shmuel Sheinberg was from the original Talmidim of Aaron Kotla in Lakewood, and then he had a son, his first son. While he was there in Lakewood, that was the first baby to be born in Lakewood. Ever since, there have been many more babies that have been born in Lakewood. Okay, so we have a lot of interesting stories. Hopefully, it should never be Nogaya, but these are tragic, tragic stories. But so I showed you the Rav Vosner thing today. So it was worth going over a little bit, and the story of Leo Gartenberg and this other story. Okay, so it should only be, in theory, it shouldn't have to ever come up. Again, such a tragedy, but it's fascinating. And Rav Moshe had very broad shoulders, and whatever. You need broad shoulders, and even though someone wrote a book, about people arguing with Rav Moshe, it doesn't mean anything. Rav Moshe said things, he mixed for us, but he had the backing of Kol HaTorah Kulo, so he could say these things. Other people who don't, so they can't say these things. And especially if they have the wrong facts of a case, they can't say these things. It can't be matter, you have to know the facts, like the Gerosh said, and others say you have to know the facts of the case, and you have to have broad shoulders. And unfortunately, some people, step over the boundary and to try to say things that are of magnitude and they're not Rav Moshe and they don't even have the right facts and it's a Chorban. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, like Rav Nissen Alpert said at the Levaya, he was of the caliber of the Chasam Sofer, the Noda Behuda, the Gedolei Achronim. Today we have a lot of good people and but it's not the Noda Behuda and it's not the Chasam Sofer. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, Alpert said that he was on that level. Even other great rabbanim who are considered poskim are great people, but not on that level. So even though it's you could say it's not so posh at the heter, but okay. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll officially call it for 10. If I get a little late, I'll call Rabbi Tuchman. And hopefully we'll finish by 11, because then I have to start the Hilchas Milah here. And hopefully, if you see after the Shmaya, you'll stay. So you don't come before 10. 10 o'clock you can come. You can then schmooze a little bit, and then hopefully I'll be there not too long after.
Simple J.